Sportsbet Elite Average Games. Download the app today and make it look easy. With Sportsbet, gamble responsibly.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the first day of May, and a very good morning to Brad Ebert and Andrew Jarman, and Emma G's with us this morning as well. Good morning, everyone. Yes, welcome to Dead Set Legends. It's a good morning to you too, Eva. It's nice to see the colour of your face back to normal, because last week it had looked like you'd been stuck in the desert for 3 weeks.
I was a little bit parched last week and a little bit sunburnt, but I'm back now, mate. I'm back. I'm fresh and sprightly. Probably the voice doesn't do that justice, though, does it? A little bit croaky at the moment, but it's good to be here, mate. I'm excited.
Good morning to you, Jars.
Good morning, everybody.
You're pretty happy with Ebo, the way he's wearing his jeans. It's the modern way, Jars.
Good morning, everybody. Nice to be here. Can you just let me get that out first before you jump on?
Well, you were pretty quick to jump on me this morning with my jeans rolled up.
What's wrong with his jeans?
Anti-man behaviour at its best.
I've got RM Williams on.
Nothing wrong with fantastic. You look great, Ebo. And I've got to get a pair too.
A Hey Diddle t-shirt.
Fantastic.
Yeah. No, I've actually got a Tasting Australia event after this. If you want to come down and do a wine tasting with me, Emma G, we've got...
Sure.
Yeah, Tasting Australia going on. So,
Victoria Square.
Right. Come down and have a chat. Nathan Sharp, actually.
Right.
You know, Nathan Sharp, the
ex-Wallaby captain.
Huge man.
Yeah, big man.
Same haircut as Jars.
I'm doing a wine tasting with him anyway.
So you've asked me a question about his jeans. He doesn't shut up like a machine gun. He rolls his jeans up.
What about these?
And you're wearing white sneakers.
Yeah.
Love the white sneakers.
Honestly, what am I dealing with? There's not many of us left.
What are we dealing with,
being
Louis?
Destroyed.
What are real we dealing men. With?
The poor ladies out there in this earth can't find real men. GG.
Thank you.
Right, what's on the show?
Just quickly, well, before we get to that, Richmond last night made a bit of a statement, I thought. The new kids on the block, the Bulldogs, who were undefeated before that.
Yeah, they flexed their muscles a little bit, didn't they?
Yeah, Richmond, we're not going anywhere. I really enjoyed last night's game.
Yeah, it was. It was a real good test for both teams, I guess. And Richmond were able to get on top and, get away in the end. What was it, 19 points or something like that? Yeah, so it was tight tussle, but Richmond, I guess you can't rule them out, can you?
It was 22 points.
There you go, it's close. Jeez, Jars, you will not let anything go, will you?
Now, we've got some good guests on the show today. Young Fisher Mackesy, who re-signed with the Crows, is going to join us. Jay Clark is going to join us as well. Now, we've got a special guest on as well, Jars. Brooke Hoad.
Yes.
Wakery legend.
450 games for his respective club. The Wakery Football Club, a very proud football club. Look forward to that. I love these stories. I love these community football stories. He's been a wonderful player for that club, so we'll have a chat to him.
Wait, what age is he? What would he be? 450 games.
Oh, he's probably 60.
You were still playing footy last year.
Yes, I was. I played six games for Morphy Parks. You were there. I witnessed. Yeah.
How did he go? Steaming off a half back? Nah, or where did he go?
Be careful what you say. I was playing a certain role and I got tagged.
A big barrel steaming off of half back.
Come on, let's go.
And we're going to chat. All our normal stuff as well. Our normal segments are on today. So,
Jeez, mate, the music's coming on here. They're really winding you up here, mate.
Winding me up here. Over to you,
sure
Em.
It's Ebo, Bluey and Jars, your Dead Set Legends on Triple M. Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Ebo, Bluey and Jars every Saturday morning from 9. Ebo, you need to unleash.
Oh, it's time. Well, I don't need to unleash. You know me, I'm normally quite, conservative in my approach to these sort of things, and I'm not going to go ripping heads or anything like that, but this week has really annoyed me. It has annoyed me. I think you were there last week and we were all laughing at you talking about Hedy and we were all feeling it last week. So this week, I guess, there's been a lot talked about the prison bar issue. I know, Jars, you're rolling your eyes.
It's been done.
It was 2 days ago the decision was made. This is my first chance on air. I need a vent. Let me go, Jars.
Okay.
No, but really, like the AFL, its whole idea is to govern the best interest of the game, isn't it?
Yes.
They're there to make sure that each club is successful in its own right. I don't understand how, when people think of Port Adelaide, there's been a study done, they know that this is true. When people think of Port Adelaide, they think of the prison bar jumper, one of the first things that they associate with the club. It's been worn for over 100 years. Mm. It resonates with the fans. It engages with them. And it brings that connection to the tradition that's there. We understand that when they entered the AFL, they changed their thing. They had to sign off on a lot of stuff. But in essence, it's still Port Adelaide Football Club, isn't it? And they've done a lot of work around trying to bring that back together, engage with everyone. Financially, this would only help the club in a position where they are obviously not one of the most richest clubs going around. Yeah. They're trying to then re-engage with their fans, get people back on board. wearing something like this one game a year, which a showdown is a showcase, really, of what SA footy is. It brings back to that tradition and that heritage. Why can't they just wear it one time a year and then it goes back in the closet for the rest of the year? It's only going to help in that sort of sense of bringing the fans back, actually a financial benefit as well. There would certainly be that side of it. And it keeps in...
I totally agree. I think they should have the ability to wear that once a year.
Yeah.
Got no issue with it. Mm. None at all. I think it would be fantastic for your footy club.
So what's the issue then from...
Well, that's what the... there's an agreement that was signed. There was an agreement that was signed between Eddie Maguire, Gil McLachlan, and your former CEO, Johnny James.
But this was at a point in 2007 around Heritage Round.
Correct.
You could wear it in the Heritage Round, knowing full well that Heritage Round was going to be disbanded. And it's been stopped ever since then. So therefore, they hadn't had that opportunity to do it again. I just don't understand why every other club are able to draw on their tradition and draw on their history. This is the strongest part of our tradition, one of the strongest parts. Why can't they then be allowed to wear the Guernsey when it's there to be worn once a year?
Jars, why is Collingwood so protective of the colours black and white? Because that's their, listening to Eddie Maguire, that's his whole argument. Is when
it's a strong branding point, isn't it?
When Port came into the competition, they were meant to be, you know, when they... showed the vision. Yep. Brendan Lade came out on the footy show and unveiled the Guernsey. And it was teal. It was all teal. And now, over the years, it's morphed into, it's more black and white with a splash of teal. And that's what's
they've had
basically
to compromise.
Pissing them off so much.
Yeah, and that's, they've had to compromise throughout the time to be able to fit into the AFL system, which ends up being very Victorian-centric. And that's, I think even the Premier came out and even labelled it Victorian-centric, which I was very proud of the Premier in that sort of point.
But Graham Corns is... in his article today, said, stop sooking.
Oh, mate, there's certainly time to sook, isn't there? There's certainly that point to be made initially. You know what the club is like. They're going to move on. They're going to get on with the job, and they're going to let it be.
And you're not taking legal action, are you?
They won't take legal action. I can't imagine it going down that avenue. Once again, though, if they did, it would be one of those moves from Collingwood where they know they can afford it and they can just keep fighting the fight. Yeah. Port Adelaide obviously won't have that sort of backing.
You know, the other thing for me, Jars and Ebo, is that I'm... basically had a guts full of it, like all the arguing and so can the AFL just make a decision?
Well, they have
this season, but
I think it's done.
So you reckon that
the AFL have, that's it, don't bring it up again?
No, I'm pretty sure they've opened it up saying that this year you cannot, we can assess this later on.
I think moving forward.
So you reckon they're going to just keep knocking
them back? Absolutely. They don't want to have this debate every year.
I just don't understand when it benefits a club that will then inevitably benefit the AFL.
Absolutely.
Why can they not do it one time a year?
Yeah.
That's my point, and I guess it's one of those ones where I needed to let it out.
Yeah.
133357, that's the number, isn't it, Emma?
No. Close, 133353.
133353. There you go. I'm looking over here with 04887 something.
That's the text line.
That's the text line. Well, here we are. First time.
133357. He's still learning, it's okay.
Seven. I've never heard of seven.
133357. Oh, there was the seven in there.
Oh, yeah. The calls are coming through. So you did something right. 133353. Do Port let this go now? 133353 or text line 04888 5104. What is it, Ebo? Seven. Dead Set Legends on Triple M. 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M with your Dead Set Legends, Ebo, Bluey and Jars. That was a big sigh.
Oh, jeez. I've at least let it out. I've let it out now. I'm feeling far better about it.
No, that's right. We're talking and taking calls, 133353, on the old prison bar debate. It's just will not go away. Now,
I'll keep it alive, all right, Bluey? I'm going to keep it alive.
I tell you who else is keeping it alive is David Kosh and Eddie Maguire. They just keep going at it. Here's the latest with David Kosh.
Kosh, we take a legal action.
Really?
Where
that's
did
it?
That come
it's
from?
Out, is it?
Absolutely. Look, we're disappointed with the results. AFL is a governing body. We... accept the decision, we always have to.
But didn't Eddie threaten to take you to the federal court? Isn't that on?
Eddie regularly threatens to take people to court to try and intimidate you. He's full of hot air. It's like dealing with Donald Trump. He just makes stuff up. It's ridiculous. But anyhow, we're focused on getting the 4 points this weekend.
There you go. Donald Trump.
There you go.
dealing with Donald Trump.
I thought
Eddie... just make stuff up.
I thought Eddie retired. That's it. No more as the president
of
the
footy club.
Well, he
can say whatever he wants.
I feel like he now opens up.
He can be more dangerous now.
That's right.
133353. Annie from Nuriupta. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Hello, Bradley.
Hello. Oh, Annie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. A very good, proud Port Adelaide supporter, Annie.
Nice, Annie.
Oh, yes, I most certainly am. As a daughter of a wharfie, back in the day. I am Port Adelaide through and through, and I was absolutely gutted with this decision the other day because Gil needs to grow a set of you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
And we are Port Adelaide. We should be able to wear it. We're not asking to wear it every day, all day, every game. It's once or twice a year. And unless you are Port Adelaide, people just have no idea.
Mm.
So I was very, very angry the other day. And as people say, we're just going to keep fighting the fight because we've never had anything gifted to us on a silver platter, and we just always have to scrap and fight for what we believe in. And we are Port Adelaide and very, very proud. And I'll be wearing my Guernsey to the game showdown and probably the Collingwood games as well.
Yes. I love it, Annie.
And there's no way that they're going to stop us Port supporters wearing our prison bars.
No, that's it, Annie. Well, I love it. Love the passion.
Thanks, Annie. Have a good morning. Enjoy. Let's go to Joe from Murray Bridge. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Joe. What's your take on it, please?
Okay, I was a supporter of Port Adelaide Magpies. Their original Guernsey is blue and white in 1870.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to go back to their true tradition, it is the blue and white, not the black and white that they adopted in 1902.
Yep, but when you think about 1902, that's still 119 years ago. So they're still leaning on a fair amount of heritage behind that Guernsey, aren't they?
Yeah. So their traditional heritage, like they're going on about their traditional heritage, go your blue and white.
Mm. Good on you, Joe. Thanks for your call. Yep. We've got to keep moving. Baz from Mount Torrens. Good morning, Baz.
Yeah, g'day, guys. I'm not sure whether that lady's correct or not, the blue and white. The traditional jumper was magenta and blue, the blue hoops. Then they changed to they won three premierships, mind you, with the magenta and blue. Then they changed to blue and red, half-half Guernseys. And 1902, they changed to the prison bars, the black and white, due to Sturt entering the competition as a clash jumper.
Well, it's something that then has formed into a serious tradition, something that resonates with all supporters. So I guess, yes, you've obviously worn a few Guernseys in the 1800s. But, like I said, there's a long period of time they've been wearing a prison bar Guernsey. A lot of success has been had with it, and a lot of fans really resonate with it.
Good on you, Baz. Let's go to Mark of Surrey Downs. G'day, Mark.
Yeah, hey, Jazz.
Good, mate. What's your thoughts on this issue?
My thoughts are, I think Port Adelaide need to get... not Port Adelaide.
Whoops.
I think Port Power.
Port Power.
Need to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Gazer boy.
Yeah.
And I think they need to get over it and stop wallowing, the Port Power. Port Power is not Port Adelaide. Port Adelaide has black and white stripes.
So there's no alignment with the Magpies at all.
Well, there is. There is, but that's okay. Yeah, but Mark can have his point, that's it. We want people to join in and be a part of it.
Yeah.
But there's certainly the alignment, isn't it? Port Adelaide Football Club, they're drawing on that history. They obviously had to make sacrifices to join the national competition, but they're still aligned to that club.
Good on you, Mark. Go the Gazer Footy Club. Let's go to Pete of Adelaide. G'day, Pete.
G'day, Jazz.
Yes, what's your thoughts?
Hey, look, I'm a bit sick of it, mate, and I'm an old SNFL Glenelg supporter, and I think Port like to make up their own history as they go along. What I mean by that is, for their own convenience, because what I mean by that is the actual jumper they're talking about is the Port Adelaide Magpies, which we all know that SNFL history, but when Port Power went into the AFL, I think it was 1997, that was the Port Adelaide Football Club, and they took all their history and premierships and everything with them. And then what was left was the Port Adelaide Magpies. I said, no, you've got to get out of here. You've got to leave Alberton. They had to go and play and train at Ethelton for a couple of years or whatever it was.
They did.
So they sort of said, see you later, out you go. And so the actual jumper that is worn now is the SNFL Port Adelaide Magpies. Since 1997, I think they've played in 10 grand finals, and they haven't won any. And... go to the Tigers, great stuff, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's like the Crows. Like the Adelaide Football Club is Adelaide Football Club.
Mm.
The reserve side that plays the NFL, which I don't really care about too much, they can't wear Crows jumpers. Mm. It's just like the, you know, there's all these legal stuff as well, Jazz. Like the, and I don't even know what they're called. I think they might be called Adelaide, but they're not the Crows, or they're different, totally different to Adelaide Football Club. And they're not allowed to wear Crows jumpers either. Mm. Their jumper is sort of a, you know, bastardisation of the Crows. Mm. So really, I think everyone's sick of it.
Yeah.
Whether, I mean, there's a Port guy that I work with, and he would much rather see Port Adelaide reserves playing the power colours in a power jumper rather than the old Port Adelaide Magpies.
Yeah, there you go. Well, because he doesn't resonate with the history of that club at that point, because now it is a reserve team. Anyway,
everyone acknowledges Port's SNFL history for sure, but I think if Port really want to annoy Collingwood, they should come out with a Collingwood jumper with just a little bit of teal on the side, just extremely similar.
Just a really throw.
Good on you, Pete. We've got to keep moving. Prize, please, for Pete G. That was a good call.
Yeah, he was. A fantastic prize, too. Double pass to Jimmy Barnes, new tour, Flesh and Blood. He's playing the Theberton Theatre Friday, July 16. You can get your tickets now at Ticketmaster. Still to come on Triple M AFL Newsbreaker, Jay Clark chats with Ebo Bluey and Jazz.
Yeah.
Jazz Jam. Oof. On Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Ebo Bluey and Jazz every Saturday morning from 9.
Now, great news for the Crows Football Club, because a young man with a lot of talent went at number 6 in the 2019 draft, and he's re-signed for another couple of years until 2023. And that man is young Fisher Mackesy. Good morning, Fisher. Welcome to Dead Set Legends.
Thanks for having me, boys.
No worries, mate. Glad to have you on. I don't reckon we've had Fisher on before.
No,
but
this is his debut for the Dead Set Legends.
Well done on the deal, mate. Must be a little bit relieved to get it over the line finally.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, a bit of weight off the shoulders. Yeah, you probably, for me at least, you maybe don't realise how much it sort of affects you until you sign it. I don't think it was affecting me heaps, but yeah, maybe a little bit. And yeah, it's great to just have it locked in, and I'm really happy with the decision and looking forward to the future.
You must be feeling pretty settled in Adelaide then, I take it, mate, and enjoying the thing, enjoying the place. What's the club sort of mean to you? What are you finding out of that group?
Yeah, well, it's obviously a young group and developing group, but like you've seen this year, we've still been really competitive and we're a really hard-working group, and yeah, we're striving for great thing, so it's really exciting to be a part of, and it's also just a great vibe around the club, lots of youth, lots of energy, so it's a great place to go in and work every day.
How are you going at the moment, mate, in terms of your footy? You haven't played any games for the Crows this year. You played a handful of games last year, so how do you reckon your development's tracking?
Yeah, I had a few interruptions in the pre-season, off-season that weren't ideal. I've sort of been building up my fitness and just my form a little bit in the sample. It's probably been a good thing for me just to build up that form and confidence, and I'm happy with how I'm tracking at the moment. I feel like I'm a better player than I was last year, and that's sort of the main thing, just to continue to improve and hopefully put my name up for selection soon.
So what have the coaches said to you in regards to that as a younger player? What are you working on? What are the specific areas that you're trying to develop, and you know, what have they been talking to you around?
Yeah, it's really just mainly honing on that defensive craft and being able to, get that defensive stuff done on the bigger opponents. It's that body work craft and that sort of thing. I've been working with coaches and Daniel Taylor and that sort of thing on that. So, yeah, it's all gone well.
Fisher, where do you think you play your best footy? Are you a key defender? Are you that third defender that comes in and takes their intercept mark? Are you a lockdown defender? Where do you think you thrive in your football?
I played, sort of forward and back in juniors. So I feel like I'm comfortable at either end. I feel like with where our list is at, I'd see myself as a defender. probably that intercepting role, but still being able to lock down when needed.
Who are you hanging out with down there, mate? Who's your best mates?
Here we go.
Don't want to throw anyone under the bus.
Yes, throw them under the bus, yes.
who are you knocking around with?
Well, I live with Ned McHenry.
Oh, no.
So it's a bit of a duo. Two probably different characters, but yeah. We're similar in some ways. So that's good having him around. I've really got to know Jacko Haley. He's come over
Jacko.
From the Giants, and yeah, we're pretty close. And Tom Duday as well. I lived with him for a couple of weeks when I first got over, and go over to his for dinner every week, and yeah.
Chatting with Fisher Mackesy from the Adelaide Crows. What about away from the football club, young man? Have we got a lovely partner? What hobbies do you like to delve into?
I don't have a partner at the moment. Just keeping busy with a few other things. I've got uni on the go at the moment.
What are you studying, mate?
Started that. I'm doing philosophy, politics, economics.
Ooh.
So,
oh, dear. He's too intelligent for this show. Yeah.
No wonder it's been so long on getting him on the show.
it's pretty interesting. I'm only doing one subject, so it's pretty manageable. But yeah, it's good to get away and do some different stuff on the day off.
Now, G, you got any advice for this young man? Because you're a former school teacher, our GG.
Sure. Well, he sounds like he's got his act together.
He's
got his head screwed on. He's got a backup plan, which is always a good thing.
There you go. Yeah.
It's always good speaking to intelligent footballers, isn't it, Jazz?
It's
always good. There are plenty of us out there.
You mentioned that you live with Ned. So what's Ned like? Is he neat? Cook? Who's running the show?
Well, it's his house. So he actually bought the house, sort of paying him rent. So he probably runs the show. I mean, it's his house. So I'm lucky to be living with him. But yeah, he's pretty neat. He likes to keep his things in order. We sort of cook separately. We got the different requirements, and yeah, so we cook separately. But yeah, no, it's a good little house we got.
Is he going a little mullet, that little grubby little young man, McHenry? He's got to get rid of that rubbish.
No, he's going well. Got the side short.
Two of the boys rock with that short side.
Honestly.
I've had a bit of that in the past, but yeah.
I reckon when you were drafted, Fisher, you had a bit going on.
Come on, mate.
It's quickly got pulled into line.
It's big in the Victorian private school centre.
good boy. Well done, mate. Really enjoy you having that chat, and good luck, mate. The next couple of years, going to look forward to seeing your progress and becoming a very good player.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you, mate. Well done. There he is, Ficker Mackesy from the Adelaide Crows.
What's his name, Jazz?
I call him Ficker. 2-year deal, so that's done for the Adelaide Crows. A couple of tips, boys, before we finish up. What have we got?
Yeah, well, let's start with
today's
our
sides,
hey? So the Crows taking on GWS.
Yes.
A few changes, as you
said.
Yeah,
I've gone for the Crows. Home ground advantage. I think the Adelaide Crows will, I think that.
I think the Crows are going to get the job done, too.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah.
All right.
What about Colin? Oh, then we've got Port Adelaide v Brisbane tonight. What are we all picking there?
Oh, I'm going Port. Good side.
Port. I went Brisbane because of the home ground advantage.
Because you don't like Port.
As well as you don't like Port.
I've been back in Port every week.
Anyway, I'm going Port, obviously. Collingwood v Gold Coast.
What are we feeling?
Gold Coast for mine.
I've gone Suns.
I just feel like Collingwood are really on the rocks. Gold Coast play that real high pressure game. I think it's going to work out for them. St Kilda v Hawthorn.
St Kilda Hawthorn. No, I've gone Saints.
I've gone Hawks.
No, I go Saints there.
Yep.
Sydney v Geelong.
Sydney. I've gone the Cats.
Yep.
I've gone Sydney at home.
I don't even know if we've got enough time to get through.
I have.
Do we have enough time to get through them all here?
Yeah, 12 seconds to go. Quickly.
North Melbourne. Melbourne.
Essendon.
Carlton. Yep. West Coast. Free
Eagles.
Open. Eagles.
Have a great weekend. See
you soon.
Well done, guys. It's Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
When we go away for the weekend, we whack on the answering machine, and we don't know who's going to ring us and leave a message.
We've got a few regulars that ring up all the time, but a couple of guests, I suppose.
Okay. You have 12 new messages.
12. Hi, Greg. It's Brian here, mate. I see you've made a booking to have someone check out Uranus and get the inside sorted. So, I see you've made an extra booking as well, which is fine. No extra charge for you. The nightclub opens at 10. Thank you. Yeah, boys, it's Jeff from Adelaide Oval here. I've got a bloke down here.
Called 634 games of the Goal Warriors Adelaide Oval.
At the food stall saying he shouldn't have to pay. He's wearing a Triple M lanyard.
The rub get free Maccas. And all I want is a f***ing pie and chips.
And someone just... Bloody, come and get him, please. G'day, Bertie. Pete from Cooyonga here, mate. I've noticed when you tee off on the first that you get a little bit forgetful when it comes to names. It's called a ball. It's not called a f***ing dirty a disgrace, a piece of or stupid of a it's called a ball, mate. Just give you a heads up, yeah? G'day, boys.
Oh, no.
Tex.
Jars reckons if the Crows don't re-sign me, I should put my ear to the ground, so I did. I heard a drug deal happen in Salisbury. Now what?
What was that? Whoa.
This is Roger from the Australian Radio Codes of Practice, leaving a message for Andrew Jarman.
Yes, yes.
After evaluating your show, we have made some changes to our cash for comments provision. We have added the following amendments. Euros for comments, yes. Camry for comments,
yeah.
United tickets for comments, paint for comments, members access for comments, golf pants for comments. Saunas for comments, marble statues for comments, and please redo your codes training to reflect this, please.
Oh, boys, oh, it's Ken Van Ekum. I found some antique cricket cricket artifacts at a shop in Modbury. They put a price tag on me and stuck me in the window. I'm worth $900,000. Morphin.
G'day, boys, it's Purple. Look, Jay-Z's got you covered, but I just want you to know that I can break the big stories too. A coach of an unnamed AFL team has stated unequivocally that the player won't be playing this weekend after an unnamed player incontrovertibly said he witnessed said player at an innominate venue having an innumerable amount of what allegedly is an amber carbonated alcoholic liquid. Now, this player is said to disagree to this embroilment until further notice. See, got your back.
Oh, shit. Ben!
No.
Hey, it's just Mika from the Stansbury pub, mate. Okay. I got your text. Bloody oath, we're up for 2-3 beers. We're up for a quiet one, too. By the way, 23 doesn't have a dash in the middle of it. You dickhead.
Oh, no.
Gentlemen! It's Brayshaw!
Yeah.
You are so fat! When I pictured you in my head the other day, I put my bloody neck out! You fat!
Oh, Jesus.
Hello, Bernard.
There are no more messages.
104.7 Satellite's Triple M with your Dead Set Legends, Ebo, Bluey and Jars.
Thanks, G. That was a good song to start the show. Anyway, now let's get underway. I had a 50th last night. Maz and I went to a dear friend of ours.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, that explains. Is this a confession?
That explains a lot, doesn't it, Bluey?
Not at all. I had one frothy and that was it. Yeah,
I did think you were a bit croaky this morning,
Jars. I've been yelling. I've been screaming. Oh, okay. I was screaming at the training Thursday
that's
night.
Why. Yep.
Yeah, of course. Yep. Well, you said you slept on the couch.
Yeah, because the dogs wake me up. Maz thought there was someone running out.
You've had 5,000 beers. You've had a fight with Maz.
No, I haven't had a fight. I've had a great day yesterday. I was actually down at the Crows headquarters.
I saw that.
Mate, Sammy Jacobs.
I saw that.
God, I got a bit emotional.
Is that another name to just drop there?
You don't stop. I always drop Sammy Jacobs' name.
He doesn't drop it. He doesn't
stop. No, I do, but it was nice to go inside the change rooms again and just see.
What were you down there for?
To do something for the Crows Digital.
Right.
But it was great to just see the catch up with some, talk to some of the younger lads in the shower. Went in the shower block, which I loved.
Excuse me?
No, because I told, there was a story about Roo, about the shower and Roo.
Okay.
So I was telling these young defenders, Butts and Murray and all these guys about.
That didn't come out well though, did it?
That did not come out well there, did it?
Anyway.
Chat to the young boys.
You know, my phone's ringing. Oh. Sean Craig Murphy, what do you want? Go away, Sean. You were the other station.
He's got FOMO. He's missing out.
Now, I had a little argy-bargy with an individual last night. Lovely fella.
Yeah.
And he's so passionate about AFL football. He just did not stop all night.
Yep.
About he's saying to me, shorter quarters have to come in for the AFL. And I'm going, not this again. Here we go again. And I said, no, we don't need shorter quarters in our great game of football.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't, Bradley. No, we don't, Bradley. Why do we want shorter quarters? Why do we want to change it? Why don't we just leave the damn game alone? 20 minutes plus time on. So I was for about 45 minutes, it was just to and fro.
What was if in we, your era, Jars? What
25
was it?
20, minutes plus time
25
on,
minutes.
And two blokes on the interchange bench. That was all it was.
But if we left it at that 20 years ago, the game would be dead now.
No, it's always about the progression. The game survived 150 years, mate.
Yeah, but that's
so why do you want to change it?
Through progression, it has evolved to the point where it is now, and it looks awesome. People are playing the game.
Is our game not an endurance game? Is it not an endurance game?
It is.
It's a gladiator game. It's a physical game.
But it's also there to entertain. And so if people are switching off, after 15, 20 minutes of a quarter, why do they then want to keep it on for that further part?
The longer quarters give you good momentum. Don't you love seeing momentum shifts in games of football?
Oh, totally.
With longer quarters? But shorter quarters, you might as well play T20 cricket.
Yep. If you want everyone switching off, though, the next generation that's coming through are just not going to watch footy. So therefore,
why isn't the next generation going to watch footy?
Because they want short. They're all about sort of short spans. They're all wanting media straight away.
Instant
they want
gratification.
I can't buy that. If the product is good, Ebo, people will watch it.
Hey, mate, I'm totally on that side of it. But I'm at the side where you go, hang on a second. If we can progress the game by shortening the quarters to get more interaction, to get more people watching, why are we not doing it?
Yeah, but I'm also along the lines of Jars, all the ups and downs of professional sport.
Yeah, but the momentum,
that's right. And the longer something goes on, the 99% of the time, the better team will win. Mm. Because the longer you play, the quality will come out.
Last night's game is a perfect example.
You'll also get 100-point blowouts when you don't need to.
You don't get under. But that's just the nature of our game. There's always, every now and then, you get a 100-point blowout.
Yeah, mate, I'm just on that side of saying, well, let's put players' welfare first and foremost as well. When you look at the way the game's played at the moment, there's injuries going on left, right and centre.
That's because of fatigue. Yeah, but no,
that's because
no,
of fatigue,
not,
longer quarters, guys can't sustain it.
If you just look at some of the injuries, Lachie Neale did an ankle.
Yeah.
That happens every day in football. Dunkley did a shoulder. Martin got concussion.
Concussion?
Yeah.
That's going on because of fatigue, guys going into
positions where they shouldn't be. No, not at all. Mate, so was there players fatiguing last night, Greg? In a terrific game of footy last night, played at high speed. I didn't see anyone getting fatigued.
Well, Cotchin went down with a hamstring at the end.
But he's had a couple of issues with that.
There's a star of the game going down with a hamstring. I'm just on the
side.
Don't
blame injuries. If you go shorter quarters, you'll get more injuries, mate. I'm telling you.
You want
right
reasons
now.
Why I think it should be shorter? I'm just saying player welfare one. I'm saying the interest of the game and the actual spectacle.
Just leave the damn thing alone. Coaches shouldn't come out. Didn't Chris Scott come out and support 16-minute quarters?
I'm a huge advocate for the game being shorter. I think if the game stayed where it was last year, over a period of years, everyone will get used to it. The quality of the game, I think, would go up. I think it would be more sustainable for the best players to play for a longer period of time. I just don't buy into the idea that let's make the hardest game in the world even harder and run these guys out of the game when they're 30.
He makes a brilliant point, and I'm standing with him.
What's the point? He's saying
make the game shorter.
He'll say whatever Patrick Dangerfield says.
No, Dangerfield is not on the side of shorter quarters. He was the one that said go back to 20. Chris Scott is progressive as a coach, and I rate him. I rate him for that fact.
Well, let's make it 12-minute quarters.
Don't be silly, Bluey.
And then it'll be even more entertaining.
Just leave the damn thing alone. 20-minute plus time on.
We were here six weeks ago, and you were sitting there saying, oh, I hate this new rule about the man on the mark. That's the best rule that's been brought in.
And I still do. I don't like the best rule that's been brought in because it's changed the game.
It has. It's showing the best skilled players able to then hit targets and use it better and
open it up. I agree with that.
1-3-5-3, let's go. Just give us some feedback. Rip into me or Bradley or Gregory.
Yep.
What do you think? What's the alternative? I want to stick to the 20 minutes plus time on. Traditionalist, I'm a purist. Bradley wants a 13-minute quarter.
I want 5-minute quarters.
And Greg wants 5-minute quarters. Come on, let's go, the same as well.
Honestly.
1-3-3-5-3, is footy too long? We've got an awesome prize as well this morning to give away. 2-day general admission pass for you and 3 mates to the Bend Motorsport Park. And I was there last weekend go-karting, guys, and it's actually awesome down there. So, yeah. 1-3-3-5-3, your thoughts. Is footy too long? It's your Dead Set Legend. Ebo, Bluey and Jars on Triple M. Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Ebo, Bluey and Jars, every Saturday morning from 9. And we're having a bit of a heated discussion here. Should footy quarters be shorter?
Good stuff, G. I got a bit of an argy-bargy to 50th last night, and I think I won the battle because I want the 20 minutes plus time on. I'm an old traditionalist. Leave the damn thing. Now, back in the day, we were 25 minutes plus time on and 2 interchange. Now you got 4 interchange, 500 physios, 500 trainers.
And a sub.
You get massaged to the inch of your life. You got subs now.
Mate, that just plays, plays into my hands. When you're talking 25 minutes, everyone would have been like, no way, you don't want to go to 20.
No, and the footy everyone's was just as good as it is now.
And people would have been kicking up a stink then going back to 20. Now we're saying it's just keep progressing the game with the current times.
Now, you're also saying the younger generation... And didn't Eddie Maguire say last year about if the game of AFL is to survive with the modern generation, 16-minute quarters have got to come in?
Well, and I was saying to you guys in the break, it's one of those ones where as a current player last year, I was switching off. And so, like, if I'm a player, I'm an invested stakeholder, and I'm turning the game off, what does that mean for everyone else? And even now, like, I still, if a game's getting out of hand or getting boring or whatever, you just switch it off. So it's happening, and if I'm doing that, so is everyone else.
No, you're a bit different than everyone else.
I do roll my jeans up,
I guess. But don't speak to everyone else. They're not doing that. Let's go to the phones, G. Dean from Northfield. G'day, Dean.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How you going?
Good, buddy. What's your take on it, mate?
Yeah, look, I think the 20 minutes plus time on is fantastic. I mean, the joker, I'm not too sure who it is, the things that we should shorten a game because of people's memory span or attention span.
That's Bradley Eber.
That's me. Thanks, Dino.
Yeah, no worries.
The joker.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Look, no offence, mate. But
I'm only joking, mate.
Leave the game as it is because I think at the end of the day, it's a skill-based game. So it's tough. It's hard. I mean, if we muck around with it too much, people won't watch it because there's no entertainment in it. So if you're just running from one end of the ground to the other, because you got athletes instead of skill-based players,
good boy.
It's boring.
Nah, you're spot on, Dean. Absolutely spot on. Let's go, G. Let's go to Andy of Manopara. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. How are you? First of all, Jar's got to say, you're a bloody legend, mate. You should be my Cooper's rep at the Smithfield Hotel. You were great back then, mate. All right? You were great.
Nah, appreciate it, buddy.
You looked after us. Listen, mate, I agree with you. We're getting bloody weaker and weaker with our AFL games. Honestly, I turn off. I get bored. It's too much of this and that. No, we can't do this. Can't do that. They're too privileged these days. They're supposed to be the elite athletes.
But did you just say you're switching off halfway through the game?
Yep, so, I'm getting bored.
Oh, of course you are. So therefore, shorter quarters will keep
but he's getting bored of the standard of football. He's not getting bored of the length of the quarters. He's getting bored because of the standard of football being played.
Yeah, okay, okay.
The rubbish we have to go through and listen. It's too much. These are supposed to be elite sportsmen, the best that's supposed to ever be, and yet they're whinging. They want shorter quarters, and they want fifth and more interchanges. Back in the days of Jars with the Crows, folks still had full-time jobs. We're still going back and forwards. So you tell me.
Good on you, Andy. Love your call, mate. Love your passion. Good to speak to you again. Dennis from Salisbury Heights. G'day, Dan.
G'day, fellas. How are yous?
Your take on it, please.
Well, Jars, I totally have to agree with you and the last two callers. Before too long, I reckon if you can want shorter quarters, they're going to turn into a bunch of fairies. Yeah, you know, looks like they're going down that way. They're getting soft and what have you. No, like the last caller, I usually switch off about halfway through. So
because of the standard of football?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's too much interchange and, you know, hairy fairy stuff.
Stand the mark. Stand. Hear the umpire go, stand. That drives me nuts.
That is a load of garbage. They should get rid of that altogether.
Yeah. Good on you, Dennis. Take care, mate. Let's move on. Let's go to Dylan from Marden. Good morning, Dills.
Good morning, gents. Thank you for having me on.
Pleasure.
I'm going to go against the last few calls and actually say that...
Love it, Dylan.
I'm tending towards some shorter quarters. I'm not sure whether it's the length of the game, but we're having some quarters that are 37, 38, 39 minutes long. And I have a feeling that might be because the ball's taking so long to get back to the centre. There's so many stoppages. And so as a spectator, you used to be able to go to the game for two and a half hours, but you're there for 3.5, nearly 4 hours sometimes. So some of our spectators that like going to the game live, people that come in from the country, it's almost inaccessible to come to the games if they're a night game or it takes a far bigger chunk out of your day. So I think the greatest spectacle would be to have more spectators there live, and for 3.5-4 hours it takes out too much time.
Love it, Dylan.
Well, there you go. I think that's
I needed someone to even it up there
a little
bit, didn't we?
The TV people will like to have a certain amount of time after every goal to get their ads in.
Mm. They do.
Because they're almost paid so much because they want to pay you guys so much money. That's
because
why they do
You're pointing at me. I'm no longer that guy.
So. When it was 16-minute quarters, when a goal was kicked for a restart, so goal boundary umpire got the ball back to the centre bounce, it was about 60 seconds before a restart. Now it's down about 50 seconds. To the 20-plus time on. Do you get? Do you understand that?
Yeah, the ads
need to be good on you, mate. Let's go to Dave. Hang on. Good friend of ours, Bruce Abernethy, said 20% less play, 20% less pay if you want to go to 16-minute quarters.
Mm, whack.
That's interesting. And he makes a very valid point there.
Did you say Bruce McAvaney?
Bruce Abbers.
Oh, Bruce Abernethy.
One of my good mates.
Yeah. You're dropping another name there. Good man.
Dave from Aldinga. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Dave. What's your take, mate?
I'm with Jars. Keep it as it is. 20 minutes past time on.
Yep.
I think the game's better. Like Jars said, teams like last night's game was great, watching Richmond come back.
Yep.
And I know guys that work 50 hours a week for 60,000 a year, and these guys are getting 700 and something for 2.5 hours work.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
Earn their money.
Yep. That's the point I love as well, is that the longer the game goes on, then there's more of a chance of a comeback.
Mm.
Like last year, virtually games, you knew the games were over because the quarters were so short.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, but I feel like they've brought in a few rules, like the man on the mark rule, which as the shorter quarters come in, you still see those same sort of fluctuations in the game because they're opening it up a little bit more. Last year, they were able to just condense it. They were able to close it down. They've tried to open it up there. They've tried to alleviate a bit of that. Anyway, Jars, you keep going.
Alex from Richmond. Good morning, Alex.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's your take?
I've got two questions. First of all, why does the umpire have to wait for the ruckman to come in before he throws the ball up?
Oh, good question.
Yes.
There you go. Another stupid rule.
The idea is, we're talking about wasting time, that's why you're getting a 37-minute quarter.
Mm. Good point.
Because he's going, there's no ruckman here. Throw it up.
Yep, good point.
And that's one. And my other one is, with this about the 15-minute quarters, why can't you do 6 15-minute quarters?
Oh, yeah, okay. He's gone 6 15-minute quarters. Still the same amount.
If you're playing 37-minute quarters, whatever you are, do 6 15-minute quarters.
Still the
same amount of time. Just get an extra quarter either end.
Mm. Thoughts on that?
Don't like it.
Not for me. But I don't mind the fact that he's bringing something else to
the table. Yeah, that's right. Thinking outside of the square.
But certainly not for me.
Great calls, everybody. Yeah. Love your work. Can I have a prize for Dave from Aldinga, please, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. 2-day general admission pass for you and 3 mates to the Bend Motorsport Park.
Woo.
Yeah, supercars are back at the Bend next weekend. It's happening May 7 to 9. Tickets on sale now at Ticketek. And if you tune into Ruined It's on Monday morning and you tell them the code word Super Sprint, that's your chance to win tickets for you and 3 mates and a hot lap to the Bend Motorsport Park on Saturday the 8th and Sunday the 9th.
Well done, G. Let's go. What's next?
Your overnight scoreboard, mate. And Brooke Hoad on show. It's your Dead Set Legends on Triple M. Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Brad Ebert, Greg Blewett and Andrew Jarman every Saturday morning from 9.
This weekend, or today at Loxton, the Wakery Football Club. This will never happen again in the 113 years of the Wakery Football Club. This young man, he's got black and white running through his veins. Brooke Hoad joins us. Will play his 450th senior game for the Wakery Football Club.
450th?
Congratulations. 11 premierships, and he's won a premiership in every grade he's played since he's been at this football club. He joins us on the Dead Set Legends. Good morning, Brooke, and congratulations, mate. What a wonderful milestone.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning to everyone. Yeah, no, it's a bloody good achievement. Can't wait.
Outstanding,
bloody oath it is,
man.
Mate. This is unreal. So I take it, you've obviously, like you said, black and white bleeding through your veins. Mm. What does the footy club mean to you, mate?
Yeah, I love the Wakery Footy Club. Obviously spent a lot of time there since I was about 8 or 9. So, yeah, no, it's just a town like Wakery. It's sort of, during the winter, it's what everyone does.
And country footy over the years, have you seen it change much or is it still soul to the earth?
It's definitely the physicality come out of it. Got a lot faster. The numbers sort of dropped away, I think, a bit in the B grade and stuff. So has slightly changed, but now it's a real quick, good style of game up here. So
you're going up against the mighty Loxton Tigers today. Have you ever had any offers to move clubs or anything like that, or has it always been Wakery through and through?
No, I got Barmer. We're pretty close to getting me in.
Big money,
2000s.
Yeah,
and one of the Mildura clubs asked me when I was a bit younger. But besides that, I've always sort of liked to stay at Wakery.
Now, I've heard just a little birdie told me,
well, what'd you
Brooke,
hear?
That you had a little incident with a lawnmower.
Oh,
can
Brooke.
You tell us about that?
Brooke.
With the lawnmower?
Yeah, lawnmower.
You we've got Marl on
did
it.
Did you steal a lawnmower at any stage and try and do something on the...
No, that wasn't me.
No,
I think there was a couple other blokes actually. No, I can't claim that one. But I think I was might have been in the area.
Right.
And mate, what about Johnny Matthews? Clubs don't survive without these wonderful people. He's been the head trainer for 50 years. That's what clubs are built on, aren't they, Brooke?
Oh, definitely. I think if it wasn't for Johnny, I wouldn't have played so many games.
Yeah.
He got me up most weeks. I've been lucky with injury.
Right.
Yeah, Johnny's a big part of my 450 games for sure.
There you go, mate.
And what about the influence of Mark Rusciutto? Is that statue being taken down? Because he reckons he's got a big statue there. He reckons the main street should be named after him. The club should change from Wakery to Mark Rusciutto Footy Club. Are you fed up with his attitude?
No. That's all fine, I think. Roo's been bloody great for Wakery, so...
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, not sure about when the statue's going to get here, but... No, that'd be good.
The truck took a detour.
Now, mate...
Roo's been good for Wakery.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
Now, 450 games. Right. I hear a little whisper that you never, ever miss a training session.
No, that's not true.
Except for once. What happened there, mate? What happened there?
What happened, buddy?
My second passion, the racing, got me the Warrnambool Cup. And missed a game to go down there and watch that. So, fair enough.
Now, are the boys still having, you know, country footy? The boys still having the odd dart at half time?
Yeah.
Or how's it working?
Bit different.
We have a couple that might have some after the game. But we definitely still drink.
Mate, great to chat with you. It's a great story. We love these type of stories. 450th game today for the Wakery Football Club. You've done the club proud and your family proud, mate. And all the best today and enjoy it.
Thanks, Jazz. Thanks, guys.
Good luck, mate.
There he is, Brooke Ho.
That's
from
amazing.
The well, it is great to see that.
450 games.
That is incredible. You really see that, don't you?
Just the longevity. Loving the club, being involved. Yeah. Coming up against Loxton Tigers too. That'll be a tough day out there.
Are you a Loxton Tigers man?
I'm a Loxton boy. Yeah,
are you really?
Oh, well, Dad's family's
any,
all... Yeah,
do you
all
make any
family's...
contribution to the club? Are you a sponsor of the club?
Yeah, not currently, to be honest with you. But, except for a lot of loving them.
Next on Dead Set Legends, we'll get Rusty's motorsport update for Bendix. Bendix brakes put your foot down with confidence. Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Brad Ebert, Greg Blewett and Andrew Jarman every Saturday morning from 9.
This is where we delve into your families during the week, what's happened with the kiddies and your lovely wives. So I'll start with you, Bradley. How was home life?
Last week I sort of took the mickey out of the in-laws, not being able to get across.
Didn't go where?
They got in last night.
they found a way.
Yeah, they found a way. They drove across the Nullarbor. They got here. Anyway, so... Yes. And now they could be listening to the show, so I better not say anything too
derogatory. Just give them a shout-out.
Yeah, so hello, Mark and Liz. Good to see you.
Yeah, nice to
It was great,
you.
To, great to see you this morning.
Were you a bit flat when they rocked up on the doorbell rang?
Well, I wasn't there, so I saw him first thing this morning and, felt like Kramer when he walks into a room. Oh, there you go. But also, it's my son Leo's birthday tomorrow morning.
Oh, lovely.
So, and at Christmas time, he came to me day after Christmas. Yeah. When's my birthday, Daddy? Yeah. May. Yeah. I want Iron Man to come to my birthday. So, anyway, if he's listening, turn it down a little bit at the moment. I'm getting a mate to turn up and dress up as Iron Man, knock on the door and take off.
How good is that?
He's going to be pumped. He's going to be pumped.
I love Iron Man.
Yeah. I never got into Iron Man.
I love him.
It's Tony Stark.
Yeah, Tony,
cool
I love
mover.
Him. Yeah. I love him.
Great. You love him.
I do. I love the. Right. I love that franchise.
Okay.
What about you, old Chicken Lips?
Chicken Lips.
Chicken Lips.
Lego or Lego?
Lego.
Lego.
Lego for me.
Yeah, we're all
we're
Lego.
We're South Australians.
In,
it's Lego.
I've tried it's not to def- Lego.
I've tried
Lego.
To defend Lego worldwide, but everyone's... anyway, we're... Catherine, I never did Lego at home. Never did it
Lego.
When I was a kid. Lego.
Lego.
Lego. I never got into it.
No, I never got into it, but Catherine's bought the boys... Lego.
Nice.
I don't know what to say anymore.
Lego.
Anyway, but it's good, very good for the kids' development. Right. But also,
what's happened?
When those little pointy bits get left on the floor jars, I was chasing the lads the other day and one on the left heel, I nearly needed crutches.
Right, because you got stabbed.
Stabbed. But they get... So Sam, the oldest one, he's into it. He's 6.
So
but when he can't find one piece, little piece that puts it all together.
Don't tell me.
Oh,
God. It's
loses
on.
Loses it?
Carry on.
It's on.
So it's great to see him building stuff. And,
yeah, but use when, his hands.
But when there's a piece missing, oh.
But doesn't Lego meant to just give you some calmness and...
There's no calm going on. When one piece is missing and he can't finish it off.
My son does the same thing. It must be a thing like, anyway. Loses
and
it. Absolutely.
Dad, find it. Find it. And I'm under the couch.
There
you
go. On your hands and knees as usual.
But it's pretty cute. When he finishes, he's building a piranha at the moment.
Oh, brilliant.
Cool. How good's that?
Jeez, that's impressive.
Yeah, well done. And what about Rory? What's he
Well, he was... I came out this morning and Sam's going, find it, find it.
Oh,
so
no.
He's missing another piece. So the little fella, he's having to find
his little lackey boy. Yeah.
Find it. Where is it? Have you looked under there? No. Nah, go. So, poor old Rosa.
Bit like Bernie's your lackey.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Are you dusty?
No, not at all.
He's dusty.
No, I'm not dusty.
Jars has tied one on Jay-Z.
I got coaching today, so I'm ready to get you ready.
You are on edge on a Saturday morning these days. You are.
Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey and Jars present AFL Newsbreaker. What up, Jay-Z? Jay Clark.
Well, we love this young man on a Saturday morning on this top rating Dead Set Legend show. Jay Clark joins us. G'day, JJ.
Hello, boys. Now, this is normally my favourite part of the week. I come on, we have some laughs, we have some fun, but I've just sensed some tension. Now, are you okay, Jars? You need a little back rub or a little Panadol or something like that.
Papa Bear needs a cuddle. Okay?
You're normally the man that lifts me on a Saturday morning, and I just sense that you're a bit frustrated or tense about something. Are you all right, mate?
No. Slept on the couch last night, so I'm up and about. Big news coming out of last night's game where Richmond defeated the Western Bulldogs. Their captain, Trent Cotchin, what's happened to him?
Yeah, he's done his hamstring. He's had some issues with his hamstring, hasn't he, in recent years. So this is an unfortunate setback. He had some huge moments, I thought, for the Tigers last night, but ended up with a tracksuit top on and at the back row of the bench. So they missed Dustin Martin last night. They're going to be missing this skipper for a few more, but gee, didn't they meet the task last night, the Tigers. They were in very, very impressive in that second half and just... flex that muscle, just like you guys in the radio ratings every week. Just show really who is on top. In town, and that is still the Tigers, but they'll be missing Trent Cotchin. You think with his history, it could be four. Really, it's now about getting him right for the back half of the season.
No, it sure is, mate. Now, we know that Bevo makes a few selection decisions every now and then that's a little bit different. But now, Mitchy Wallace, he's still out of the side. What's happening there?
It's a strange one. I mean, we've really rated him, Mitch Wallace, for his change up forward. But Beveridge has kept him on the outer. The thing is, last night, Josh Shackey, I'm sure what you boys thought, but he had a poor game. I mean, he was monstered by Noah Bolton on occasion. So you'd think he'd come straight out of the team. And I reckon you could put your house on Mitch Wallace coming straight back in. Now, Jamara Ugle-Hagan was the one. He was emergency for this game. The number one pick, he's got a lot of talent, but they're just mindful. They're just mindful of him not getting ahead of himself, to be honest. They want to build his fitness and keep him nice and sharp mentally. So that'll be the call, Wallace or Ugle-Hagan. And it'll be interesting to see which way they go. Certainly, internally, a lot of support for Wallace.
Jay-Z, as always, trades, contracts, there's always something going around in AFL. What are some names floating around that you know about?
I tell you, the man on every recruiter's lips at the moment, Bluey, is Shai Bolton. We saw him last night, kicked another three goals, 20-odd possessions. Now, he looks a couple of years off becoming a top 20 player in the competition, I think, and he's put off contract talks, according to his manager, Ralph Carr, until the end of the year. Now, I know not North Melbourne made a blue with Jared Pollack paying him $800,000 a year a couple of years ago. Shai Bolton, this is the question to you, Ebo and Jars and Bluey. Shai Bolton look like a man who's worth $750,000 or $800,000 a year, because that's going to be the contracts table to him. Richmond, I'd be shocked if they could afford it, but he's got a big decision to make at the end of the year. Do you think, is it crazy to say he could become a top 20 player in the comp, Jars?
Oh, absolutely. He's the main man. Yeah, my word.
The other one is Sam Wiedemann at Melbourne, so he can't get the game, obviously. No. Tom McDonald and Ben Brown keeping him out. The VFL, a lot of clubs keep an eye on Gold Coast here. They want another key forward.
Yep.
Certainly going to be interesting to see if he can't get another senior game.
Hey, concussion is in the news again. Has there been a development with that?
A big one, Bluey, it's fair to say. So as we know, the AFL's beefed up protocol is now 12 days out before he can play again after a diagnosed concussion. Now, there was a very interesting report out of Monash University. Very, very smart people have been doing a lot of work on this, and they have found that even after 12 days, there can be a lot of structural damage in the brain that can exist even when a player feels fine and his memory is good and he passes all the tests that's required at AFL level. What they have found at microscopic level, there is still significant change in the brain, which then, if stirred up and if suffering more damage, can be a really poor result in an accumulation sense. So what there is heat on now is whether 12 days is enough. And this is strong scientific evidence to suggest that it needs to be increased even further, because if the testing is inadequate, boys, so if you sit down, you do your memory checks, you do all the AFL testing, but that's not that can't detect this microscopic change, which can be absolutely crucial. We know that the links with mental health and CTE, Danny Frawley, Shane Tuck, all the evidence is building. So look, this is a significant report, and it's going to have ramifications at the top level, boys.
Yeah, it sure is, mate. It's very alarming, isn't it? Especially from my sort of position coming out of the game because of that. Certainly plenty more to develop there. Now, just to finish off, Buckley and Collingwood, what's happening here? He's obviously struggling a little bit on the field. He's made a few changes. What's going on?
Does he wants to coach on beyond this year? I'll tell you what, it's got to be moving day for Nathan Buckley and Collingwood against Gold Coast today. Bright sunshine at the MCG. If they lose this one to the Suns or North Melbourne next week, it's going to be a big mountain to climb for Nathan Buckley to keep his job, I think, beyond that. So they've got to win today, and the focus is on the pressure. So they're ranked 15th for pressure differential, Collingwood. They're not putting their head on the opposition. On the other hand, Gold Coast is. They're ranked second. Hugh Greenwood, your man, the Crows man, tackle, according to your man, Mark Rusciuto there. He's the leading pressure player in the competitions. He's going to bring the heat. Collingwood coughed the ball up horrendously in that back half last week. So they're going to smell blood in the water, the Suns. They're going to turn up the dial themselves. Just such a fascinating game today, boys.
Jay, outstanding work, mate. Fantastic. Have a great weekend. Plenty of good football ahead of us. So we'll speak to you on the rush hour next week, buddy.
I just want you to be happy, Jars.
That's the boy. There he is, Jay Clark there for Triple M.
Sportsbet Elite Average Games. Download the app today and make it look easy. With Sportsbet, gamble responsibly.